What could I do for you? What could you imagine the Burton Center doing for you?
That's a very good question. I'm gonna, Beth, you can, you want to say something? I mean, I know you've thought a lot about the Burton Center. I want to tell you about other things I've thought about, and then maybe it connects or it doesn't. My I Have a Dream speech runs something like this. I have a dream that kindred spirits at a half a dozen law schools get together and form a national law school. They do it in a way that breaks hierarchy, breaks boundaries, but is about really high quality, smart people who have something worth saying, and they share. And they figure out a way to do it where we can get the access to information into people's hands, and we find like-minded people who are willing to take our best assets, let them star in some sense by providing some core material, and then locally we work with that core material in ways that are really interesting. So that might amount to branding a whole new thing that's never been heard of before, our own law school, the National Legal Institute, and it's all about taking the best of all of our partnerships and turning them into a group of students that are quite different than other students, who educate themselves differently, who see themselves as collaborators. And there's a day that will come that that's going to happen. I used to say it's the day that Harvard woke up one day and said, gee, everyone could be our law school. Now let's go buy, through branding, through otherwise, bunches of places that we think are terrific. We'll give them a Harvard Gold Star and they'll be part of our orbit. And we'll conquer the world. Well, luckily that's not going to happen because there's lots of things that stand in the way of that happening at Harvard. But there will maybe it's NYU. John might have done it had John stayed as the dean at the law school, and then or as president could order people what to do, because he's we've talked a lot about that at NYU. But they're not going to do it either. So maybe it happens organically with lots of upstarts who get together and have no other way of competing. But to me, that's where a Berkman that hangs out at New York Law School, along with the Yale group hang out at New York Law School, defies any logic, right? I mean, people, why is this collaboration taking place? It doesn't make sense in some hierarchical sense. So you have to construct a new story for it that allows it to make sense. And that new story is the one we write. So that's, in my mind, something that we can do. I just don't know how you make that happen yet.